What were we talking about? I think you know. That's right. That's right. Hour number four o'clock hour. 248-539-9797. We broke down Scott Harris, the trade deadline. Don't forget Harris tomorrow on the morning show at 9:02. That's going to be must listen to radio. And we did the Harris thing. We might bring it back. However, every now and then, yeah. Rico has an unbelievable radio question.
So what are you saying? I normally don't?
Normally, you every now and then, yeah.
Wow.
You don't always, do you?
Actually, I do.
Don't be so sensitive. Just deliver the damn question.
No, I'm not. Lions training camp is going on. And this is a question that I want you, the listeners, to think about. 248-539-9797. The Lions are probably going through the best time that we've ever witnessed, ever. They've been mentioned in the Super Bowl, you know, which quarterback is better? You know, is Jared Goff better than all these other quarterbacks? You don't get laughed at. It's a serious debate, a serious argument. Everything has changed. The fortunes have changed for the Lions. My question is this. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions' success? Is it Brad Holmes, the architect, or is it Dan Campbell, the coach of the team? 248-539-9797. There's no wrong answer here. I'm curious. It's almost like a barbershop debate. Which one of these guys have been more beneficial to the Lions' turnaround, to the Lions' success? Is it Brad Holmes? Is it Dan Campbell?
Oh, first of all, can I go to your barbershop?
Sure.
I need something with this beard. Take me there, will you?
Sure.
Thank you. I want to get in one of those barbershop debates. I've never been in one. Anyway, it's a great question because when I asked it to Kenny and to David and to Evan, we were all sitting around. Everybody had a different answer. And I don't care what people's answers are. You just know it's a good radio topic when everybody's like, no, but, and they start arguing. But if I have to choose, because everybody does have to choose, usually you ask this question and it's a negative. Who's been worse, Patricia or Quinn? Who's been worse, Avila or Ilitch? Right? Like, it's always usually who has sucked more? That's usually right. The cash. So it's refreshing that we're asking it positively.
Right.
Like, who's been better, Holmes or Campbell? And I immediately wanted to say Brad Holmes, considering he is a drafting freaking genius. Every move he makes, for the most part, with the exception of Levi Onwuzurike, who apparently is having a great camp already, has worked out. And the Stafford trade worked out. Everything Brad Holmes has done, even not getting Chase Young, did that work out? Kind of.
No, actually, it didn't.
No, I heard Chase was taking some plays off in San Francisco.
Key play, that fourth down play, that last one, that was Chase Young chasing after Goff.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You listen to me.
Don't let the facts get in the way.
Of a good story. Brad Holmes has been amazing. However, I got to go with Campbell. And I know what people are saying. How can you go with Campbell? He has all those issues on fourth down and game management issues. I go with Dan Campbell because Dan Campbell has done the thing I never thought was possible. Like, yes, GMs have been hard to come by in Detroit when football is being talked about. But for the longest time, head coaches got whacked. If you were a head coach for the Lions, Marty Morningwig, Jim Schwartz, Rod Marinelli, the list goes on and on and on, Matt Patricia, Jim Caldwell, you never got another job, ever. And every coach always said the same thing. I will establish a culture. And I never thought it was possible to establish a culture in Detroit because the culture was always so awful. But Dan Campbell has done that. It's grit. Guys buy in. He's an unreal coach. Right. I say it's Dan Campbell.
When I thought about this, to me, it seems very simple. It is Brad Holmes. Dan Campbell, everything that you said, Rieger, makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
I can't argue. That's what I said. This is one where there's really no loser.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, though, when you start comparing people and you want to try to prove your point, you sometimes are forced to rip on the other person.
Right, and that's just it. 248-539-9797. Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions' turnaround, to the Lions' success? And it is Brad Holmes.
Why?
Brad Holmes is the architect of this team. Brad Holmes has brought all those players that are buying in. He went out and drafted. When we sat here at the radio station and saying, what did we say, David?
We don't draft running backs.
He did. He did. He went out there and got Jahmyr Gibbs. He trades. He gets J-Mo. J-Mo's no good. All of a sudden, J-Mo is now the X factor. Hey, Matthew Stafford, he's untouchable until he wasn't. Hey, Matthew, you're going to L.A. And we got Jared Goff coming back.
Yeah,
guys, he's not going to be a Band-Aid. As a matter of fact, I'm going to extend Goff the second he lands in Detroit. And it worked. Like, everything that this – now, not everything, because he's. I still think he wasted a draft pick with Hendon Hooker. I still think he wasted a draft pick with the big old lineman.
From British Columbia.
Yeah. But he has gone out.
Nobody's perfect.
And he is – no, and you're right. No GM is going to go 100%. But he is bringing in players. And I think he is the one changing the culture because he's bringing in – the Lions type of players. And he doesn't care what the media says. He doesn't care what the fans say. If there's somebody out there he wants, he gets. And here's the other reason why. He recognizes talent and he's already locked them up. So eventually he's going to have to pay the piper, but it's not going to be for a few years. This window that they're in, it's going to be open for at least 3 years.
I'm just curious. And I think Brad Holmes is a genius. I've already said this, but your last point, identifying talent and locking them up, sometimes it can actually work against you. Like the latest
but until
one,
it does, nope. Oh,
you're right.
But until it does, earlier in the show, I said that there is certain president here of a team. You got to impress me. I don't believe in you. Brad Holmes?
No, he's been amazing.
You can make a mistake and I'll be like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that, but you know what? Your aces. Keep it going.
Well, I was hearing earlier today driving in, Doug and Gator were talking about the comment from Dan Campbell about Levi Onwuzurike and how he's one of the best, he says. One of the best defensive players, one of the best D-linemen. He just said he was one of the best, right? And Doug said, I don't care what anybody says. I believe anything Dan Campbell says, considering how successful they've been. That's an amazing thing, because I believe the same thing with Brad Holmes. Whatever they say, I usually buy into. It's amazing what those two guys and Sheila have done.
And before we get to David and Kenny on what they think. And the other thing, Dan Campbell's like a man of the people, right?
Yeah.
Man, Brad Holmes is high-fiving fans on the road.
Oh, dude, he's throwing.
He's hanging out with them. He's dropping F-bombs. He's doing it all.
Like, he's getting into elevators and yelling at the top of his lungs, and it's freaking awesome.
248-539-9797. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions' turnaround and success, Brad Holmes, or is it Dan Campbell? David, you want to give us yours now?
I agree with you, Rico, but I'm going to give you my reasons.
No.
On the other side.
Oh, what a tease. Karshian-esque. All right, 248-539-9797. It's a great question. It needs an answer. 97 won the ticket. All right, Rico Beard with a sensational must-answer question. Who's been more beneficial to the Detroit Lions? Has it been Brad Holmes, the GM? He's done a tremendous job. Or is it Dan Campbell, the head coach, who has done an unreal job? 248-539-9797. I go Campbell. Rico goes Holmes. But David Hatchett Hall left us with a great tease at the end of the last segment. We get his take, Kenny's take, get to the calls. What do you think, David?
Yeah, so everything Rico said is correct. It is Brad Holmes. And for those reasons, yes, he brought in the talent. He traded for Jared Goff. He did all of that. But his very first hire here is the reason why I believe it's him. It's when you become a GM for the first time, usually you want to say, it's my show. I wanted to go my way. And you don't really bring anybody under you that either had experience as a GM or that may want another job as a GM. His first hire was John Dorsey, who had experience as a GM and was really good in Cleveland until things kind of went awry. I think that hire allows Brad Holmes to be the GM and everything he needs to be in Detroit.
Look at that.
He has someone that he can go down the hall and speak to, get advice from, but he can still run his show.
Dorsey was involved in Baker Mayfield and drafting Patrick Mahomes.
He drafted a lot of talent there in Cleveland.
And if I remember correctly, too, another reason why I like Brad Holmes over Campbell, and it's there's no bad answer.
We know.
But They hired Campbell first.
Very true.
Holmes came in.
Very true.
And had to make this work because the Lions kind of showed you which one they valued more early. But Holmes took that and ran with it. And he's the person that has been more beneficial in turning around this Detroit Lions team.
Can I give you a little
248-539-9797.
Can I give you a little nugget before Kenny goes about Dan Campbell? That might change your mind just a little bit. Dan Campbell in 3 years has fired a couple different people. He fired Anthony Lynn, wasn't working out. He fired Aubrey Pleasance, wasn't working out. Look who he replaced him with. One of them was a Matt Patricia holdover in Ben Johnson. He allowed Ben Johnson, a guy that's never been an OC, to be the OC, call the plays, and look how it's turned out.
Yeah, but
my friend, is genius.
Yeah, but who did he have to run that pass before he could fire him?
Oh, I don't think he had to run it by Brad Holmes.
Oh,
I actually think they're equals. Like,
No. They actually work hand in hand.
They do. And by the way, I heard Rod Wood in the morning show, I think 2 days ago, and he was going over the fact they never knew each other. And they had to text with each other when they first got the gig. But if you go back to, do you remember when Campbell started 1-6? And we were asking Brad Holmes, do you have the authority to fire Dan Campbell? And he didn't answer the question.
No. So, Kenny.
Well, that kind of goes right into what I was going to say is we remember how bad Campbell started when he didn't have any tools. As good of a coach as he is and as good of a motivator that he is in this city, he couldn't get that team to do what he needed it to do. He needed the tools that Holmes was able to give him. He needed the roster. He needed the players. He needed the draft picks. He needed the signings. He needed all these things. Holmes, to me, is the architect. While Campbell is great, I don't think any of these are bad answers, by the way. I think the fact that we're having this conversation is kind of refreshing. But I think Holmes is the architect. Holmes deserves a little more credit to me.
248-539-9797. Go to the calls. What do people think? Who's been more beneficial? I'm outnumbered. 3-1. Everybody's going Holmes. I'm going Campbell. Pick up Ed. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Ed?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, I think analytics proves that it's Brad Holmes. So quickly, we all know who's probably the greatest football coach ever, Bill Belichick. Now, take him away from having talent, and he looked average at best or below average as a coach. So when you don't have talent to coach, I don't care. I think Jim Caldwell actually outcoached his talent that he had. That's just my opinion. But without the right drafts and without the infrastructure from the GM saying, hey, you know, you're an ex-football player, Dan. You're looking at this guy from just a grit and a grind. But I want to know from a GM perspective if he fits my mold to actually be more than just our kind of guy. Does he have a skill level as well? So you can take over the years where you had so many coaches that were replaced. Basically like Dallas, they win 11 or 12 no matter who's the coach, okay? But if you remove a good to great GM, you will see a terribly different record and outcome from that team.
Hey, Ed,
so it's got to,
I agree with you. I think it's all good points. However, I got to fight for my guy, right? This is how this works. How do you or what do you say to all these guys that not much was expected from have developed under Dan Campbell? Whether it been like Amon-Ra St. Brown was a great pick.
Rieger,
but
you're making my point. Brad Holmes saw the talent. You see what Rieger keeps stepping into.
No. You can, and again, we're not trying to rip on each candidate, if you will, but you still got to develop. You still got to develop these guys. And I would say that falls on the check plus of Dan Campbell.
It's kind of like, so my boy Villeni, he loves horses. You have to buy the right horse. The trainer has to then get him in condition. But if you don't buy the fastest horse, you ain't winning the Derby.
You could also make the case that if you don't have the right coach, the right trainer, that horse isn't winning either. I mean, these guys run through a wall for Campbell.
Yeah, yes, they do. But there's a better chance you'll get another coach that can get them to run through a wall than you'll get another Brad Holmes. Just my opinion. But I think, all right, bro.
No, it's a good point. I mean, and again, we're not looking to rip on either one. They've both been tremendous, and we love them immensely.
Like you want to get rid of.
Oh, my God. That's what we're going to do in here? That's what we're doing?
I'm just messing with you.
Why is it that every time I come in to fill in on this show, it always turns into a black-white thing? Why? Why? Why is that?
I'm just glad somebody else is being painted the racist. Usually it comes on to me. So I'm glad it's you today.
Well, Kenny let us know how he feels about black jobs.
Oh, I heard you want to get rid of the black jobs.
Yeah, he does.
Wait a second. So I'm a racist? Yeah. Because I chose Campbell.
You are now. Thanks for the drop.
Oh, crap.
Thank you.
I'm used to working at 6 o'clock. Nobody ever records anything. You can say anything at 6 o'clock. Nobody's listening. They are, but, like, you guys aren't listening. Let's go to one of our favorites. DJ in Detroit, you're on the ticket. What's up, Deej?
My guys, what's happening, Rico B?
Jeff, what's up,
how y'all
DJ?
Doing? Hey, man, how are you?
Man, I'm great, man. Y'all talking this football talk. I'm excited for the season, man. So I'm loving it. Rico, great question, my man, but this is a layup. Like, this is an actual layup. You have so many other examples to go against you, Rieger, that it kind of ain't even fair. With that being said, David, your team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were rolling for about 20 years. The constant was Kevin Colbert. I don't care if it was Bill Cowher.
You're exactly right.
Kevin Colbert was drafted, and guess what? The last time the Lions were successful, guess who the head scout was that was helping picking them guys? Kevin Colbert. You look at Ozzie Newsome. I just Googled it while I was waiting. They put Ozzie Newsome's, like, top draft picks. Like, when I tell you that dude drafted, like, about 6 Hall of Famers from Ray Lewis, Jonathan Arden, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, like, all these guys, man, it's not even close.
Well, so it's funny. No, DJ, it was almost like kind of how Holmes just sits at Alabama. Ozzie was just sitting at Miami, like, and you. Come on.
Exactly, Rieger. So you my dog, but on this one, bro, you way off. I mean,
all right, Deej.
Brad Holmes is giving Dan Campbell the third bridge. You get what I'm saying? Like,
and okay, I get you. So rank it percentage wise of the success. You got to put a percentage from each man to the success of the Lions. You give Holmes what? You give Campbell what?
I give Brad Holmes 80% of the credit.
Okay,
because when you look at what Brad Holmes did, like Rico said. Here's what a lot of people don't know. Amon St. Brown wasn't in their Army All-American game. Hello, he was. He's been a stud. He just was undervalued. Panay Sewell, Hutchinson. This dude is drafting Pro Bowlers in 3 straight drafts and 2 All-Pros, Rieger. That ain't Dan Campbell. That's him. That's unheard of.
DJ, 20% of the credit goes to Dan Campbell. Don't you think that's a little low? Again, we're getting into this debate. I'm not looking to rip anybody.
No, listen. I love Dan Campbell. I absolutely love him. But when you have the horses, like, for example, man, Dale Harris was winning with Nick Van Axel and all them guys, and he was a terrible coach. But when you got Shaq and Nick Van Axel, now, did he take them over the hump? Nope, they brought Phil in. But, again, he still was going to the playoffs because he had the horses. You get what I'm saying? That's not a slight at Dan Campbell, but the GM got to give you the horses, and he's doing that.
Deej, good to hear from you, my man.
Thanks, DJ.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. I feel outnumbered. I'm sticking to my guns. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions?
What's your percentage?
I think it's damn near 51-49. I do. Excuse me? Oh, come on. Wow, you turned that around really quickly.
What was that, David?
No. I said now I'm a racist. I got to stop saying that. I'm done. I'm exhausted. 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls. We'll get your percentages. I respect both men. Apparently, you guys don't. 97 won the ticket. Finally, a question we want to ask and we want answers to. Who has been more beneficial to the Lions? Brad Holmes or Dan Campbell, the GM or the head coach? 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. If you would like to chime on in, a lot of people do want to talk. You want to read a couple ticket texts, Dave? Anybody ever call you Dave? I don't think I ever have before.
Only my aunt. You're not allowed.
Okay. All right, Dave.
Brad and Dan are only this successful together. If I had to pick only one, though, Dan Campbell, because he is who the players' coaches look to each and every day. That's Chase in Grosse Pointe. Another one says Campbell is the guy who rebuilt Goff and made him an above-average quarterback again, Goff was a mess when he got here.
Yeah, but Rico will say the fact that Brad Holmes stuck with Jared Goff is a check plus for Brad Holmes.
Signed him immediately. Yeah. Remember, when he first got here, we were talking about what quarterback are you going to get with those two first round selections? Do you take one in this year or do you wait for the next year? The second he got here, he got a 1 year extension to his contract. And that's when I said, hey, guys, slow your roll.
Yeah, but to be fair, if you're just strictly talking about the maturation of Jared Goff and him turning the corner and him being the guy he is now, who do you give more credit to? You got to give it to
Ben Johnson.
Dan Campbell. Well, okay, Ben Johnson. How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, it makes sense.
Unbelievable. You got one more?
Yes, I got one more here. Says, Holmes easy. He's drafted incredibly well. Campbell is helped by the genius of Ben Johnson's play calling.
So now we are undermining the greatness of Dan Campbell. That poor man never gets a fair shake. Tony in Port Huron, you're on the ticket. What's up, Tony? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tony.
So, you know, it's a great question, but I also despise the question because...
Makes you think.
Right. It also makes you kind of like downgrade one of the candidates.
Right. Exactly. Because, okay, you know, just thinking about it realistically, not trying to be biased to one or the other. If you have one and you don't have the other, are they going to do what they've done thus far? Okay. That's something to think about. And to be honest with you, okay, personally, I like Dan Campbell's personality more. I mean, one answer, kneecaps. Second answer, he's on the field with the guys doing up downs. I mean, you can't ask for much more. He doesn't just say he believes in this team. He shows it, you know?
Hey, Tony, you know what I found interesting? The morning show had Taylor Decker on this morning talking about his new contract. And Decker twice talked about he was uncertain about if he was going to get to resign. He wanted to be in Detroit the entire time. What'd he do? He didn't go to his agent. He didn't go to Brad. He went to Dan Campbell. And Dan Campbell reassured him that everything's going to be okay. Just give it some time. And next thing you know, he's signing the contract that he wants to sign. I think you're right about Campbell. He's got that crazy bond with his players.
But who had to okay that deal?
Sheila.
I get what you're saying. And it just goes right back to without, you know, if you have one and not the other, then who knows? But the thing is, yeah, I mean, Dan Campbell, he brings that energy. He's animated, you know, before... I'm not going to sit here and dog past coaches and stuff, but prior, we didn't have that feel, that grit, that energy, and he believes in his players, damn it. You know, that's what we needed. That's half of it. You can bring all the talent you want, but if you don't show by bringing in a coach that actually believes in their team, I don't know, man. It's a mental game, no matter what sport.
Hey, Tony, like we said, there was no wrong answer here. It was just more of a, who do people... You know, who do you give more credit to for this turnaround? Because this is unprecedented here
really
in the city of Detroit. So is it Brad Holmes? I think it is because he's the architect. He's, you know, he's the one doing the grocery shopping. He's bringing in all of these players and draft picks and free agents. And Rieger, it seems like the hit rate is like 80%+. Like the guys he bring in work.
You're absolutely right.
Think about this. Penei Sewell is here. He's an all-pro. He's a left tackle. He's at right tackle. And guess what? You're going to stay at right tackle for at least a couple more years. There's no problem. He's not holding out. You're not seeing any... Okay, coach. I mean, Brad, if that's what you want.
But I think both men deserve credit for that
one. No.
I do. I think the coach and the GM deserve credit for that
one. But Rieger, you're seeing... I mean, it's... With players, they're holding out all over. Heck, you know, I'm seeing it out in San Francisco. You know what? I want this. I want more money. I want this. I don't want to practice. Holmes has got the ear of all of his players, and they all are buying in. There's enough money that everybody's going to get rich. You're all going to be able to buy the houses and cars that you want. Don't fight and squabble amongst each other because I got you.
I think every player in the draft is talented, obviously. They're in the
NFL
draft.
Every player is not talented.
I think they're all talented to an extent. I do think, and just look at the Tigers, not that it's football, but how many Tigers offensive players leave town and all of a sudden start being good elsewhere? Like Willie Castro seems to be the latest example. Goes to Minnesota, Harris doesn't want him, he's a freaking all-star, right? I do think there's something to be said for not just drafting the right guy, but you have to put said guy in the right system with the right teachers and coaches, and that's where I give the edge to Dan Campbell. Because the guys that you speak highly of, the gems, if you will, that Holmes finds in the draft, they got to go and play. And the guy coaching them and that guy's staff is pretty damn impressive. That's why I give the check plus the slight edge to Campbell.
Okay, here's the last thing. Because in order to make my guy look good, I got to bring your guy down.
I understand. It's very respectful of you to tell me that.
And I'm going to say this.
Very respectful.
Brad Holmes, I like the fact that he can go out there and find the players. How much of this is Ben Johnson and not Dan Campbell?
It's unbelievable. That is, you said you were going to be respectful.
That was very respectful.
Who hired Ben Johnson?
Biggest free agent acquisition this offseason for the Lions was Ben Johnson coming back.
I'm just saying, a lot of Ben Johnson coming back, he credited who? Dan Campbell. If there was another coach here, Ben Johnson might be elsewhere. Just saying.
Who fixed Goff?
You're fighting dirty. Cliff, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Cliff? Oh. Break it down, guys. Here we go. What do you think this is?
I don't know. David
looks disgusting.
Let's put him back on hold.
All right. Why don't we hang up on him? I'm sorry. All right. A lot of people want to talk. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions? Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes. We're respectfully fighting about this. 97 won the ticket. Finally, a question we want to ask and we want answers to. Who has been more beneficial to the Lions? Brad Holmes or Dan Campbell, the GM or the head coach? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you would like to chime on in, a lot of people do want to talk. You want to read a couple ticket texts, Dave? Anybody ever call you Dave? I don't think I ever have before.
Only my aunt. You're not allowed.
All right, Dave.
Brad and Dan are only this successful together. If I had to pick only one, though, Dan Campbell, because he is who the players' coaches look to each and every day. That's Chase in Grosse Pointe. Another one says Campbell is the guy who rebuilt Goff and made him an above-average quarterback again. Goff was a mess when he got here.
Yeah, but Rico will say the fact that Brad Holmes stuck with Jared Goff is a check plus for Brad Holmes.
Signed him immediately. Yeah. Remember, when he first got here, we were talking about what quarterback are you going to get with those two first-round selections? Do you take one in this year, or do you wait for the next year? The second he got here, he got a one-year extension to his contract, and that's when I said, hey, guys, slow your roll.
Yeah, but to be fair, if you're just strictly talking about the maturation of Jared Goff and him turning the corner and him being the guy he is now, who do you give more credit to? You got to give it to
Ben Johnson.
Dan Campbell. Well, okay, Ben Johnson. How dare you? How dare you?
Well, it makes sense.
Unbelievable. You got one more?
Yes, I got one more here. Says, Holmes easy. He's drafted incredibly well. Campbell is helped by the genius of Ben Johnson's play calling.
So now we are undermining the greatness of Dan Campbell. That poor man never gets a fair shake. Tony in Port Huron, you're on the ticket. What's up, Tony? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tony.
So, you know, it's a great question, but I also despise the question because...
Makes you think.
Right. It also makes you kind of like downgrade one of the candidates.
Right. Exactly. Because, okay, you know, just thinking about it realistically, not trying to be biased to one or the other. If you have one and you don't have the other, are they going to do what they've done thus far? Okay, that's something to think about. And to be honest with you, okay, personally, I like Dan Campbell's personality more. I mean, one answer, kneecaps. Second answer, he's on the field with the guys doing up-downs. I mean, you can't ask for much more. He doesn't just say he believes in this team. He shows it, you know?
Hey, Tony, you know what I found interesting? The morning show had Taylor Decker on this morning talking about his new contract. And Decker twice talked about he was uncertain about if he was going to get to resign. He wanted to be in Detroit the entire time. What'd he do? He didn't go to his agent. He didn't go to Brad. He went to Dan Campbell. And Dan Campbell reassured him that everything's going to be okay. Just give it some time. And next thing you know, he's signing the contract that he wants to sign. I think you're right about Campbell. He's got that crazy bond with his players.
But who had to okay that deal?
Sheila.
I get what you're saying. And it just goes right back to without, you know, if you have one and not the other, then who knows? But the thing is, yeah, I mean, Dan Campbell, he brings that energy. He's animated, you know. Before, I'm not going to sit here and dog past coaches and stuff, but prior, we didn't have that feel, that grit, that energy. And he believes in his players, damn it. You know, that's what we needed. That's half of it. You can bring all the talent you want, but if you don't show by bringing in a coach that actually believes in their team, I don't know, man. It's a mental game, no matter what sport.
Hey, Tony, like we said, there was no wrong answer here. It was just more of a, who do you give more credit to for this turnaround? Because this is unprecedented here in the city of Detroit. So is it Brad Holmes? I think it is, because he's the architect. He's, you know, he's the one doing the grocery shopping. He's bringing in all of these players and draft picks and free agents. And Rieger, it seems like the hit rate is like 80%+. Like, the guys he bring in work.
You're absolutely right.
Think about this. Panay Sewell is here. He's an all-pro. He's a left tackle. He's at right tackle. And guess what? You're going to stay at right tackle for at least a couple more years. There's no problem. He's not holding out. You're not seeing any. Okay, coach. I mean, Brad, I think that's what you want.
But I think both men deserve credit for that
one. No.
I do. I think the coach and the GM deserve credit for that
one. Right, but Rieger, you're seeing, I mean, it's with players. They're holding out all over. Heck, you know, I'm seeing it out in San Francisco. You know what? I want this. I want more money. I want this. I don't want to practice. Holmes has got the ear of all of his players, and they all are buying in. There's enough money that everybody's going to get rich. You're all going to be able to buy the houses and cars that you want. Don't fight and squabble amongst each other, because I got you.
I think every player in the draft is talented, obviously. They're in the
NFL
draft.
Every player is not talented.
I think they're all talented to an extent. I do think, and just look at the Tigers, not that it's football, but how many Tigers offensive players leave town and all of a sudden start being good elsewhere? Like Willie Castro seems to be the latest example. Goes to Minnesota, Harris doesn't want him, he's a freaking all-star, right? I do think there's something to be said for not just drafting the right guy, but you have to put said guy in the right system with the right teachers and coaches, and that's where I give the edge to Dan Campbell. Because the guys that you speak highly of, the gems, if you will, that Holmes finds in the draft, they got to go and play. And the guy coaching them, and that guy's staff is pretty damn impressive. That's why I give the check plus the slight edge to Campbell.
Okay, here's the last thing. Because in order to make my guy look good, I got to bring your guy
down. I understand. It's very respectful of you to tell me that.
And I'm going to say this.
Very respectful.
Brad Holmes, I like the fact that he can go out there and find the players. How much of this is Ben Johnson and not Dan Campbell?
It's unbelievable. That is, you said you were going to be respectful.
That was very respectful.
Who hired Ben Johnson?
Biggest free agent acquisition this offseason for the Lions was Ben Johnson coming back.
Johnson coming back, he credited who? Dan Campbell. If there was another coach here, Ben Johnson might be elsewhere. Just saying.
Who fixed Goff?
You're fighting dirty. Cliff, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Cliff? Oh. Break it down, guys. Here we go. What do you think this is?
I don't know.
David looks disgusting.
Let's put him back on hold.
All right. Why
don't we hang up on him?
I'm sorry. All right. A lot of people want to talk. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions? Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes. We're respectfully fighting about this. 97 won the ticket.